The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Hey, welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy here. Again, I'm by myself because Melissa's on the mainland getting knowledgeable at the American Society on Aging Conference. I was going to go to it, as I mentioned last week, but Chicago is a little colder this time of year, so I decided to go to Arizona instead. So anyway, thank you for joining us. I know you have a lot of baby boomers out there listening to the show. Thanks for all your emails, calls. As you guys know, you can go to our Facebook page, Generations Magazine, our website, generations808.com, and you can actually look at all our past issues. We do have a YouTube channel, Generations Magazine, so all these shows will be there after a week or so. But it's a lot of information that I know you guys like to have. If you have any specific topics or issues you want to hear about, give me a call, 234-3117, or just email me from the magazine, percy@generations808.com. But it's really important for us to provide pertinent and current events of topics like we had. Death with Dignity a couple weeks back, very, very emotional topic. But I think it's something that we do need to discuss, we need to have as an option. Not everybody's going to do it. Actually, less than 1% ever use the medication from the doctor. But it's important to give people an option and be knowledgeable about that. And so, you know, every week we have a different story, different topic we want to cover. So if there's anything you want to hear about, let me know. Percy@generations808.com. But anyway, as you guys know, I'm pretty healthy. I think I am. I could lose a few pounds, but we always want to be proactive. And I'm really happy that we have more and more partners in the magazine that write for the magazine, that advertise for the magazine, that promotes healthy living. And one of the young gentlemen I met recently, Kai Morigawara, is a physical therapist. But a unique benefit to him, which I love, is he can come to your house, he can come to your office, he can go to school. Wherever you're at, he'll come and see you. So, Kai, welcome to the show again.
All right, great to be back. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, I mean, and you met James on the way out. We taped these shows, but healthy living, that's everything. So give our listeners an idea of the background of who you are, where you were trained at, things like that.
So born and raised here in Hawaii, went to school, elementary all the way to high school, graduated 06, went to UH for my bachelor's, graduated in 09, went to USC for my doctorate of physical therapy, finished that in 2012, came back, started working, and I've had this prime physical therapy since 2014.
Wow, you're a Moanalua all the way, huh?
Yes.
Did you have that Mr. Galera as your principal?
Yes, exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you hear about him?
Yeah, he
wants to lead the DOE now, but we'll see. I think it's great to have somebody that's been in the trenches with you that has experience at different. He was at different schools, you know, as a principal, but I think it's really important to have a leader that has some experience. Not to say anything about the past or director for the DOE, but I think we'll see. I think change is good. So we'll see.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
So as a physical therapist, in a mobile, we'll talk about, but obviously, but if for a physical therapist, I mean, I'm sure you have a lot of aunties, uncles that, you know, are aging.
Yes.
I'm a baby boomer. You're much younger than me, but you know, one thing I was telling you about when you want to come on a show is that I have a lot of friends, and I golf, and I play softball, and I'm out quite a bit at different events and functions. I speak around town, and you know, I was with yesterday, a friend of mine, and he was just told me out of the blue. He goes, "You know what? I need to talk to you." I said, "What about?" He goes, "Oh, my mother-in-law is losing her memory. She can't remember things. In fact, she went to the airport to pick up my wife up, her daughter, and she was a week early."
Oh my goodness.
Forgot when they're coming to California. Yes. The parents live in California. Yes. These guys live here. I said, oh, that's not good. He goes, well, early signs of Alzheimer's.
Yes.
I can almost guarantee that. So that's a whole nother conversation, because one spouse, the good spouse, and one spouse, the not so good healthy spouse, something's going to have to happen.
Exactly. So
my next question to them was, is anybody going to move to LA where they live? He goes, no. Well, are their parents going to move here? I don't know. But what that would trigger that thought is because, remember, I'm talking to you, is that more and more people my age, either living with their parents or see their parents quite a bit or have dinner with them once a week, and they notice certain things that are going on in their lives, right?
Exactly, exactly.
And whether they're losing their independence or the mobility issues. But what are some of the, you know, for a lot of our baby boomers listening to the show, what are some of the warning signs that they can look out for the parent?
Oh, so actually, in addition, I'm glad you brought up that story with your friend yesterday, because there's a lot of new research coming out that exercise is probably the closest thing to a panacea, a cure-all. So, of course, there's no such thing as a magic pill to fix everything, but exercise definitely does help with the memory. So to give a little story about one of my current patients, the family was quite concerned about, I guess, a sister contacted me. So she's diagnosed with dementia, and they don't let her go out on her own because, you know, her memory's not so great and whatnot. So
sure.
Exact same things.
Absolutely.
But ever since we started therapy, you know, just the extra blood flow, getting the blood flow to the brain, that's probably, I guess the basics of the science of the, I guess, the benefits of exercise on memory.
Yes.
But she's been great. She's been able to memorize all of the appointments, and even the family, like the sister, some of the niece and whatnot. And I guess even some of the grandchildren were kind of surprised, you know, hey, you know, this lady's having significant memory changes just from, you know, some of the exercises from physical therapy. So that's definitely something that a lot of people, and even, I guess, even a lot of people in the medical field, since it's still kind of new, it's still kind of a new knowledge. So not.
It really is. I think blood flow is really important. We're talking about how acupuncture may help blood flow.
Exactly.
In fact, there's a lot more research with Western medicine in the United States, because in the Chinese community, there's been some major significant research. But in the West here, slowly more and more about blood flow to the brain. But it's actually true. But it's interesting you say that, because most times Alzheimer's patients lose their current memory.
Yes.
So you said her current memory is actually improving.
Yes. Oh, so she's not Alzheimer's, thankfully not yet, but
not yet.
Just dementia. So that kind of earlier stages.
Right.
So I guess a lesser diagnosis, but same thing, memory problems. So part of it's motivation too. So. Mm.
But so can you, because your business for physical therapy, it has to be prescribed.
For insurance to cover, yes.
For insurance to cover.
Yes.
So if they went to the doctor and say, my mother is having early signs of dementia, can they prescribe physical therapy?
So that there would some of the insurance companies aren't that proactive.
Yeah.
So there would have to be, you know, like some sort of back pain or weakness, difficulty walking.
Yeah.
So most seniors have those issues as well. And to tie it back into that original question, some of those warning signs that the children, the baby boomers can watch out for, if their parent or I guess anybody, any senior that's important in their life, if you notice that they're having harder times moving around, or definitely if they can't do what they want, if mm-hmm. they can't maintain that independence, that would definitely be the initial warning signs.
Yeah. Well, in the current February-March issue, we did a big story on fall prevention.
Exactly.
And if you're living with your parent, or if you're, I mean, one of the first things I ask is, does your parents live by themselves?
Yes.
Whether they're themselves or with their spouse, because that's a big concern to me. Even for my own parents, they live on one level, which is great. But still, they can fall down. They can trip over something. They can faint if they don't take their, drink a lot of water.
Yes.
They can dehydrate it and affect the medication they're taking, and they can just pass out, which happens quite a bit. So what are the other things can they do in terms of like fall prevention, and how can physical health therapy help them with falling and wobbly feet, things like that?
Okay. In terms of things that I guess the family can do, definitely you want to make sure that there's a safe environment. So make sure that if there are, you know, slick floors, that, you know, maybe purchasing some rugs, making sure that there's not a lot of clutter. So at least if there is a fall, there's a lower risk of, you know, hitting your head or having some other injuries from that. But definitely similar to the, I guess, memory aspect, still not that well understood that physical therapy, or I guess any sort of treatment in general, if it's done the right way, can significantly and almost immediately improve balance. So even in 80, 90 plus year olds, if treatments are done the right way, you can pretty dramatically improve the safety. So that's a pretty significant portion of my current clientele, getting a lot of the seniors safer and moving around and maintaining their independence.
Yeah, because, you know, you see, you go to the mall, you see the shuffling feet. I call it the shuffling feet syndrome, right?
Exactly.
What causes that, and how do you address that from a physical therapy point of view?
Okay, so the best way I can explain it, the body naturally compensates. There's a lot of natural bad habits that develop. They're completely unconscious. You can't, you know, because they're unconscious, they just naturally happen. So as you get older, these bad habits get more deeply ingrained. And then that's where, you know, people generally get, you know, they go to their doctor, they get a PT referral once they have really, really big problems. So once they have bad pain, they're stopped, they're physically unable to do what they want. That's typically when people go in for physical therapy. But even for those smaller problems, it's literally coaching and retrain, or I guess you first have to break down that bad habit and slowly rebuild the correct way. So it's a long and a pretty complex process, but if it's done correctly, it should be pretty smooth, and definitely you should feel the difference.
Yeah, but a lot of the older generation just don't want to go through the hassle, right? Or that's why I try to promote you all the time, Kai, because I don't want to drive, and I don't want to go over the hill, or you know, my son's not available, he's so busy. Exactly. And you know, that's why your business is perfect for the senior, because you can go to their home.
Exactly, the convenience. So yeah, definitely a lot of the people have mentioned that, you know, I don't have to bother my kids, they don't have to take off from work, or you know, they don't want to feel like a burden. Yeah, so,
and there's no extra cost, right?
Exactly. Yep, no additional.
So it's the
cost.
Same whether you go to office or not.
Yes. Oh. Exactly.
So you must do a lot of driving.
Yes.
You have a GPS little thing here?
Exactly. Definitely needed.
So what do people think about when you come to the home? Do you have to carry a whole big table and stuff like that?
Once in a while I do, but thankfully I do therapy differently. So I guess my style of treatments are different. So to protect myself and to protect my back and my body, I guess I don't need a table. So whether it's like a couch or a chair, I as long as I do my treatment. So if I'm trying to stretch out a muscle, trying to get joint pains to calm down, I guess the hands-on assistant stretching and whatnot, I just have to make sure I'm keeping my posture correct, and that's not an issue. I can essentially freely adapt to whatever's available.
So why do people fall down? Is it a core problem? How is that an inability of being able to stand straight or to be able to navigate the house? What causes that?
Oh, wow. So like anything else in life, these big issues are a combination of many, many factors. So like you mentioned, the core strength, the leg strength. I want to say in general, the biggest piece of the pie is the almost a fear of falling. So
Fear of falling.
Yes. So the body is very accurate. So once the legs feel that they're not stable, the brain's going to have this guarding. So the brain itself will inhibit. The medical field has all these different screenings to measure how at risk you are for falling. So that's one of the main questions. Once you have that fear already, that's a strong indicator.
Never thought about that way.
So the body's real smart. So once it feels that it's not right, there's a big problem already.
They compensate.
Exactly.
It's an interesting thought of why that is. But I mean, people in Hawaii, there's so many two-story homes or different level homes. You know, it makes it so much harder. Yeah, that's exactly. One of the first things I tell people. Maybe you're selling or moving to the bottom floor.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. very, very common. So exactly. So even those 80, 90 plus year olds, going up and down stairs should definitely be possible. It is definitely more intense than just walking, of course, but same thing if that's something they want to do, it does take more work, but even that, even with the 80, 90 year old muscles, that should be very safe if the body's moving the right way.
Yeah. But when you have people have, when you get older, for whatever medical reason they have or health issue they have, they get dizziness or vertigo.
Oh, yes.
How is that? Are you able to be able to treat people with that?
Oh, yes. So even, that's another thing a lot of people just accept as a natural part of getting old. So same thing. It's the balance centers. It's a combination of the inner ear, the spine, and also the eyes. So the hard part and a reason why a lot of people don't work with dizziness and vertigo is because it's so complex. You have to, like anything else, you have to target the source of the problem. If you can't accurately diagnose what the problem is, it's not going to get better.
Right, right, right.
So was very lucky to study under a specialist in Kauai. So I have a fair amount of experience with that and seen a lot of rare things. So it takes something very rare to throw me off. So,
but what causes vertigo?
Oh, so the most common cause is, they call it BPPV. A loose crystal gets in the inner ear.
A loose crystal?
Yes.
How does it get in your ear?
Oh, so something breaks off usually. So not to go too much into the details, it's this kind of enclosed system. So it's almost like this liquid-filled tunnels. So
in your ear?
Yes. So something breaks off, and the movement of the fluid is what gives you the sensation. So if you're in an elevator, if you're in an airplane, even if you have your eyes closed, you can feel the movement. The inner ear, the movement of that fluid is what gives you that sensation. So when something breaks off, you're getting this conflict. So the crystal is creating one stimulus, getting this input of movement, but then the body feels something else. So that conflict is what makes you feel like you're spinning, because you're literally getting conflicting information from your inner ear.
And that's telling your brain, uh-oh, something's screwed up here.
Exactly, right? Exactly. It has no idea what's going on.
How do you fix that?
So accurate testing, you have to figure out in which canal. There's three canals.
In your ear?
Yes. Oh. So three dimensional. So there's one for each
you're
plane.
You're so smart, Kyle. I give you a lot of credit. You look like you're 18 years old, even though you're not 18 years old. But wow. Okay,
I was taught
ahead.
Well. Taught well. I had great mentors and great professors at USC.
Oh, great.
All thanks to them.
So the three portions of the canals in the ear?
Yes. So you have to figure out which one is being affected. And then from there, there's specific positionings to slowly move it back into place so that it can get reabsorbed by the body. So with that one, same thing, if you accurately diagnose it, pretty much it varies a little, but 85 to 95% of people have complete alleviation after that first treatment. So once in a while, there's
physical therapy treatment?
Yep. So some other professions are trained in it, but I know especially like the emergency drivers, the ambulance, it's not everybody, but especially the recent graduates all should know how to do that, different procedures. I'm not too sure about the testing, but I know at least they know the common treatment means.
Well, I know seniors, and I know a lot of the baby boomers listen to the show, they want their parents to remain independent. They don't want to have to keep on taking off work to go take mom to the hospital, pick her up from the hospital, pick up her medication, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, that's why I want to talk about the baby boomers, because they're the ones that have to deal with the parents' situation, yes, health issues, right? Yes. And I think it's really important that they try to make sure their parents are doing everything they can to make sure their parents are healthy. You know, my dad called me recently, 2 weeks ago, saying, well, we got to get a scooter for mom. She's having some mobility issues. So I did a lot of research on scooters. And it's interesting how many different kinds of scooters are out there. It's amazing. So if you ever have any questions about that, go to our friends over at Donovan Medical on King Street, right past the First Interstate building. They must have, 20 or so scooters, all types, and forms and costs. And it's really interesting. I wouldn't mind having one of those later on, I'll tell you, man. When you go to Disneyland, you go right
exactly
in front.
Exactly, yep.
You know, you go, excuse me, get out of the way. But it gets out of the way for the scooter, right? But it's interesting, the scooters, But that, I mean, mobility and independence for every senior is really so important, isn't
it? Exactly, yes.
Are there certain exercises they could do obviously they can only go to physical therapy for 6 or 10 or 12 times, right? After that, you give them tips to stay healthy on their own, right?
So I guess to address the visits part, Medicare actually covers about 2 months to 2.5 months.
Wow.
So it's definitely much more extensive than, I guess, the insurance. So definitely there's more visits for that. But in terms of general exercise,
typically like two times a week or something?
Yeah.
Three times a week?
Twice a week. So it typically covers a little over 2 months.
Wow. So
that's quite a bit.
So 16 sessions. Oh, no. Eight to 10 sessions.
Oh, no, no, no. So,
two a week?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Two a week. Yeah.
Eight a month.
Little over
that's
that.
Pretty good. So when you finish up, do you give them certain tips on how to stay healthy again? So they don't want to, obviously you don't want to come see you.
Exactly.
Right?
So the advice I give everybody, any exercise is good exercise. So as long as you're moving around, that's always better than nothing. So I always tell people, you want to find something that's fun for you. The motivation has to be there. So because any exercise is good exercise, you want to find something that you're actually going to do. Not something you're just going to do because your doctor told you to.
Right.
So that's always the best advice. So some common examples that I tell people, swimming is always great. So especially for the seniors, you know, the water, the buoyancy support is great in that it doesn't give that wear and tear on the joints. You can get the exercise without the wear and tear. So that's a big plus.
I loved aquatherapy. I swam this morning.
Excellent.
You know.
Yeah, and just like with Julie at Moon Therapy, it doesn't have to be swimming. You can be walking, and if you don't want to pay for those big expensive machines, which Julie has, you know, just walking in the water at the beach, you know, at the pool, can any exercise good exercise?
Well, a lot of the Medicare plans give a free YMCA membership.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh,
a lot of them. It's either going to be that. 24-hour fitness or silver sneakers, that which Kaiser uses.
Yes.
But it's really important, I think. Cold water is any kind of water is good. I'd rather have hot water or warm water than cold water.
Yes.
But if you get a chance, yeah. So what are some of the common things that you see with regard to seniors and physical therapy?
So especially with the seniors, so for prime physical therapy, a lot of our referrals are that safety. So if they're at fall risk or if they're just even not walking correctly, that's a valid diagnosis that doctors can use to refer for physical therapy. So it's exactly like that shuffling feet, that's enough of a problem for doctors to diagnose. So,
you know, if I was my parent, I'd tell Dad, you gotta go to see a physical therapist because you don't want to be like that.
Exactly. Yeah? Or even for your mom, if you're at the point where you can't move around and maintain that independence for your own. Definitely physical therapy is something that can.
She is doing some physical therapy now. I'm not too sure exactly what she's doing, but she is doing some now. But it's been a chore for her.
Oh, you
know? Yeah.
But gotta find that switch to get her motivated.
I know. But anyway, we have to take a short break a little bit. But before I forget, how do people get a hold of you? Besides the magazine, you're one of our Generation Magazine partners, but how what's the numbers we can get a hold of you or your website or email?
Okay, so we have our number is 286-0194. Our website is primepthawaii.com. My email is kai@primepthawaii.com as well.
Do you have a social media page, Facebook page?
Yes, we do.
Oh, you do?
It just recently created. Not so active now, but yeah. Feel free to check out our Facebook page as well. So,
and it's under Prime PT?
Yeah, Prime Physical Therapy, yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, we're going to, in the second session, second part of the show, we're going to talk about what happens after surgery, because I had two shoulder surgeries. But Kai's going to talk about the different things you can do, some of the different therapies. We're going to take a short break. We're back here with Kai Morigawawa, our resident mobile physical therapist, so he can go to your house or go to your office if you need physical therapy. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
We will be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Aloha, this is Martha Clopin.
And Al Harrington. Choosing the right Medicare plan not only saves you money, it also helps you avoid headaches and heartaches down the road.
We want to remind everyone
to listen to A Medicare Moment with Martha, Sundays from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. as we help answer important questions on Medicare so you can stay healthy, wealthy, and wise all year long.
Call me at 543-2073. 543-2073.
The name to remember for primary health care in Hawaii is Dr. Jeffrey Lin, board-certified family physician with over 20 years' experience and a special interest in taking care of senior citizens. He's now located in the Kuakini Medical Plaza. And from now to the end of March, Dr. Lin is offering free flu shots to protect you and your family this flu season. To schedule an appointment, please call 824-0411 or log into mdhonolulu.com. Dr. Jeffrey Lin, healthcare for the whole family at mdhonolulu.com.
I was an addict from the age of 13. I finally decided it was time for a change. I walked into the Salvation Army Adult Rehabilitation Center, and that got me ready for the real world. Now, I choose to be guided by Jesus Christ, and today, I'm building a powerful and promising future, free from drugs and alcohol.
Please shop at the Salvation Army Family Stores. With our discounted sales, your support through your purchase helps men live a clean, sober, and productive life.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howara from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy here by myself this week because Melissa Mansfield, our co-host, is on the mainland getting smart, going to the American Society on Aging Conference in Chicago. I think I mentioned earlier that it was a little too cold for me, so I'm going to go to Arizona next week, but and watch spring training baseball with my son. But anyway, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. And thank you for listening in. Please go to our Facebook page, like our Facebook page. You can go to our YouTube channel, Generations Magazine YouTube channel, and subscribe so you can see our videos. We're going to have videos pretty soon, but you can listen to all our past radio shows. But it's important. I know people that call and email me that you're always looking for information for your parents. So that's why we're doing this show today. But I did want to thank Jeff Apaka again for being on a cover of the February-March cover. Gracious guy, really giving guy, and he works with a lot of seniors in Waikiki Community Center celebrating 25 years, so I appreciate Jeff. So anyway, we're here with Kai, Dr. Kai. He's got a long last name, Morigawara. I have a hard time twirling my R's, as you know, Kai. But Dr. Kai here with Prime PT, look in the magazine, look for him. But what's unique to him is that he does physical therapy, but it's mobile physical therapy. So you go to your house, go to your office, and you got to recommend that. Right, Kai?
Exactly.
Because a lot of times, don't the doctors just refer him to the same old guy?
Exactly. So It's usually, you know, who's close, who's convenient.
Yeah. Yep. Who's easy.
Exactly.
Same thing when I had my first shoulder surgery. You know, I mean, I've got a few PTs, physical therapists, but, you know, if I go, who do you recommend? Because I figure they would know, right? Nope. Same guy all the time. No matter whatever surgery you have, same physical therapist. Yes, Miss Leah, our engineer here. You got to know, because my first doctor, I had shoulder surgery because I could get in quick. I went to a very famous doctor before, but I couldn't get in for 3 or 4 months. Yeah. I said, I got to go in fast. So we, by the way, didn't tell you, we won our national championship softball for the 50-plus category in 2014, I think it was 14. When I was 54. Yeah. And 4 of us got surgeries right after that.
Oh.
two shoulders, a knee and a hip, or 2 knees and 2 shoulders, I think. But because we want to continue to play.
Good, good.
So, you know, I figured I'd go to this one doctor, well-known guy. But after about 2 weeks of physical therapy with my friend, I realized it wasn't just right. So I went back to talk to the doctor, and looking around, and I see this thing that he's a specialist for hip and knee, not shoulder. I go, oh, this is not good. So I found this guy that specializes in shoulders, and you really need to kind of search that out, because I never knew that. And so I went to another physical therapist, and depending what, so maybe you can ask this. My sister had surgery on her shoulder. My other friend had surgery on her shoulder. My physical therapist, I mean, surgeons both said go get physical therapy the very next day from the surgery.
Yes.
No, but a lot of doctors will tell you wait a month for this inflammation to go down. What's the difference?
Oh, definitely.
Old school versus new school?
Exactly. So research, definitely with technology advancing, there's a lot more research. So definitely, no matter what, you want to start getting treatments as soon as possible.
That's your opinion.
Yes.
But I know 2 other doctors that one did my sister's shoulder, and she said, I said, did you go to therapy? He goes, no. Doctor said, wait a few weeks because the inflammation goes down.
So inflammation, swelling is the first step to the healing process. So with any surgery, but definitely with the big surgery,
you're going to have that pain.
You're going to have constant swelling.
Yeah.
But if there's too much swelling, you're causing even more pain. So the key to early treatments, you want to get that swelling under control, and then at least you're minimizing the pain and problems that you're having.
Right.
So just the healing process itself is causing damage.
But isn't that kind of old school to tell you wait for them? Because I noticed that 2 of the doctors that I know that recommended wait a month or several weeks were older doctors.
Yes. So the newest research is unfortunately contradictory to that.
I know. I was like, wow. I'll be honest with you, when he told me physical therapy the very next day, I said, what? I'm going to be in pain.
No,
you got to get the blood flow.
Yes.
But no, so tell me this then, since you're the expert here. I went to 2 physical therapists, land-based, because Julie Moon's land and aqua therapy. Yes. One did hands-on therapy, one did not the first week. What's the difference?
So
explain what that is.
Okay, so the hands-on help is when the therapist or whatever practitioner is, you know, getting hands-on, pretty self-descriptive.
Or massaging, stretching like that.
Exactly. So everybody has their strengths and weaknesses, and also how well they can diagnose, how well they can accurately assess. That's right. The key. You have to be able to tell whether it's safe to do your treatments. So that's...
They didn't ask me. They just said, okay, go do this.
Okay. Personally, that's even worse. If they didn't check what's going on, you have to know if the body is safe to do it.
Okay, move your shoulder this way. I said, doc, I can't. Move your shoulder this way. I can't. I could barely, you know, I had shoulder surgery, right? So you can't really move a whole lot.
Exactly.
You know, a couple of inches, maybe left and right, up and down.
Okay. But for me personally, I never do anything unless I touch and test. I need to know what's happening to build that mental picture of literally what's this shoulder, like, so even for everybody, even though we're designed the same genetically, or even within the person, the left and the right side can be completely different.
Yes, so, I noticed that too.
So unless you're a doctor, unless you're a physical therapist, unless your practitioner is testing, in my opinion, you're not getting the best treatment.
Yeah. In fact, the pain tolerance too.
Yes.
Right? I've had several painful instance from playing sports, and so my pain level is pretty high.
Yes.
But I know some people are not.
Yes.
And actually, I'm a big believer in more pain, no gain, right? You got to have pain.
To a certain extent. Yeah. That's true in some instances. So I guess to clarify, if it's muscle pain, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah,
if
muscle pain.
Yeah, if you're having joint pain, it's definitely no.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
No. So this half of the show with Dr. Kai here, we're talking about after surgery, what kind of physical therapy you need, how can it help you? And, you know, everybody heals differently too, yeah, right?
Exactly.
Some people heal in 3 months, 6 months, 8 months. Some don't heal for a year.
Or ever.
Yeah.
That problem persists.
Yeah.
So definitely, again, it comes down ultimately, so in my professional opinion, it comes down to whether the muscles are moving correctly. So just like we talked about fixing the root of the problem in the first half of the hour, if there's this muscle, if the muscles aren't moving correctly, even if you have the surgery, the problem is still going to persist. You have to fix the movement dysfunction. So surgeries often are well designed, so they're even stronger than what Mother Nature creates. So your shoulder in there, they've literally made it stronger than when you were born. Mm-hmm. And people still have problems if you don't address what's causing that damage.
Yeah. So my second surgery day, I realized something wasn't quite right. So this blade above your shoulder, was it a chromium plate or something?
I'm not sure the name of it. The clavicle, the collarbone.
Yeah.
The chromium is the top of that.
Oh. And then so when we found out that through an MRI or a CAT scan that my bicep tendon in the front, there's one in the back, the bicep tendon was rubbing against something.
Yes.
And so they just cut it.
Yes.
But my first doctor never said anything about that.
Oh, no.
That's why I went to the second. I, you know what? I need to get another doctor. So unfortunately, he referred me to another doctor. So the second doctor immediately just cut it. I said, you can do that? He goes, yeah. So I only have one holding it, and that's the back one. The front one, he said only 5-10% loss of strength. Mm-hmm. So when I bent, you know, show my muscles, it looks a little different because there's nothing holding it in.
Yeah.
But I have no pain.
Perfect.
And it works.
Excellent.
So swimming really helps, though.
Exactly.
Physical therapy for that.
Exactly.
But some of the major, especially for seniors, whether it's your parents having knee surgery or a hip surgery, what are some of the things that need to be looked at? And how does physical therapy, what's the best physical therapy for like a knee or hip or replacement?
So the best... pretty much any surgeon is going to prescribe physical therapy. So any physical therapy is great. You know, we're all trained to help the body start to move correctly. The key, in my opinion, is to target the source of the problem. So again, everybody's body is different. Even the left side and the right side might be different. Mm-hmm. So if you're not getting accurate testing to find what's causing the problem's never going to go away. Unless you fix the problem, it's just going to persist. So you want to be getting the treatment specific to your hip, your knee, whatever caused the damage in the first place that necessitated the surgery.
But with technology today, like when they say hip replacement, they actually give you a new hip.
Exactly. So again, like we just mentioned, it's stronger than the bones and muscles
really
that Mother Nature created. Yep.
And same thing with a knee?
Exactly, yep. So my information is still a little outdated. So even back then, it was, you know, twice as strong.
Really?
So
why can't all these football players play longer then?
Again, the muscles don't get back to working normal. So even any surgery, if people say you never get back to normal, their rehab specialist, whoever they went to see, never addressed the muscles working the right way. Mm. If you work the muscles the right way, 80, 90 plus year old muscles are still able to relearn the right ways.
It's well, they're not going to be like a 50 or 60 year old though.
Oh yes, of course things do
decline. Yeah,
decline, but it's not much. It's a lot smaller than what everybody thinks.
Yeah. So what are some of the tips after you? Let's say shoulder. I'm not shoulder. Because I see a lot more hip and knee replacement or surgeries, or especially for seniors because they want to remain healthy.
Exactly.
What are some of the things for your lower body be good for them to keep them healthy?
A good bang for your buck exercise is squatting correctly. So the way I coach it and teach it, it's almost like trying to sit down on a low couch or trying to sit on the toilet. You have to stick your core out. So those hip muscles have to be engaged. So pretty much 90-95% of the people squat and put pressure on the knee joint. So literally, rather than the muscles holding you up, the knee joint collapses and the bones are taking that pressure.
So your hip, what do they call that? The hip flexor or something? Is that the right?
Okay, exactly. So those hip muscles, all those muscles of the hip, they're literally not doing much when people squat. They're literally not carrying the load. They're not doing anything.
Hips got to carry the load.
Exactly.
Huh.
Exactly.
So what do you do for that? You strengthen that area or practice doing it properly?
Exactly. So that's the main thing. I'm glad you brought that up. So if for most people, when you do it correctly, you're going to feel off balance, and that's why the body naturally avoids it. There's this bad habit.
And overcompensate by using your knees only.
Exactly. And it's not even the knee. It's not even the knee muscles. It's just wearing on the joint. The pressure, the body pressure collapses on the joint. So the bone is taking the body weight versus the muscles holding up the body weight.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking to a friend of mine about back surgery. And the very next day, my other friend said, we're looking at back surgery. But, you know, that's like one of the most dangerous surgeries to have, besides maybe open heart surgery, right?
Yes.
What are some of the things for lower back pain, or just if the people are contemplating back surgery, what are some of the exercises they can do or physical therapy they can do for their back?
Okay, that I'd rather not comment, because there's so many different things that can go wrong, even the beneficial things. So even the kind of, other than stretching, any sort of strengthening exercise, it could make people worse.
Worse.
Okay. Yeah. So because there's so many different problem sources, if I were to give advice, there's probably at least one person that's going to get worse from it. So I know. Yeah. Definitely don't want
to. Such a difficult area to treat, let alone diagnose, right?
Exactly. So I guess to go back again, it comes down to accurate testing. You need to find the source of the problem. And actually, in many cases, surgery isn't necessary. A lot of the latest research is showing that even for especially knee and back problems, rehab, physical therapy, all these different treatments are just as good, if not better, than surgery.
Yeah, that's why I recommend them go see a physical therapist and check it out, because you don't want to go through surgery. This is a high risk, right?
Exactly, especially for the back. It used to be 50-50. It's probably better with technology improvements, but when I was in school, it's still about 50-50.
So when they say when it's like the knee and the hip, when it's bone on bone, you mean the cartilage is all gone already?
Exactly, completely gone.
Really? How did that happen?
So same thing, that wear and tear just accumulates. And literally every time you bend, every step you take, if it's not moving correctly, there's extra wear and tear. And if you think about how many steps you take in one day, cartilage is slowly wearing off then.
So how do you physical therapy help with that?
So I have at least a handful of cases where people have had bone on bone. People told them they need surgeries, but in many cases they were able to fix the problem and have little, if not no pain. So muscles are about 80% of the stability. The bone and the joints are only about 20%. So it's a significant portion, but if you can maximize the muscles and get that full 80%, you can potentially have no problems at all. So I have one of my current patients, he's a retired military guy. So he called it, I guess the military, they call it the gimps. So if you have a gimpy leg, they tell you, hey, soldier, suck it up, just push through it. So that mindset is what made him just push through his pain, and now he has bone on bone. So he's a little hard-headed, so he completely denied surgery. But I treated his wife, and she said, hey, give it a shot. You know, what's the worst that could happen? You know, it just stays the same. But because we were able to fix his muscles and get them to work correctly, he actually has no pain right now. So we're still trying to get him back to, he's relatively young. He's not a senior yet, but he still wants to be able to work and whatnot. So our therapy process isn't done. We need the muscles to maintain these good habits so that he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah. Well, like I said, everything is going to healthy living. I mean, I spoke to a bunch of attorneys last week and they're all still working. They're like 60s and 70s. They were the senior group at the Bar Association, but they all want to stay healthy. And I know a lot of them exercise, but that's something that really they need to continue to do no matter what, right? So are there any certain exercises that are good besides Zumba? I actually like Zumba. I love music.
Yeah.
But you got to dance with music.
Yep. So I guess to beat a dead horse, any exercise is good exercise. Whatever's fun for you, you want to do that. to give some other good examples, especially for the seniors, just walking. You want to keep the bones healthy as well. So having that impact, having the weight of gravity is going to help keep those bones healthy and, you know, prevent the osteoporosis and those other scary bone problems. Yep. So, you know, Pearl Ridge is very popular. It's exponentially grown in the past 5 or so years. It's completely full. So you can have a good social time. So any sort of group thing.
You go to the Hall Mall, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. It's packed.
Exactly.
I was working there a few years back, well, about 15 years ago. I had to go to Starbucks at Kahala Mall at about 7:30 in the morning. I opened the door, I go, whoa, like 100 seniors, if not more.
Yep.
And then they have somebody does Tai Chi or Qigong, whatever the two. And after that, they don't stop. Yep. What they do is they walk around the whole mall, around the edges of the mall, inside.
Yes.
It's safe, it's clean, it got air conditioning.
And you have seats too to take a break.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's amazing. But I think even like ballroom dances, right?
Oh, yes.
Anything to keep them moving, right?
Yes. So actually, Tai Chi, that you mentioned it, there's a lot of research. It's more for nerve problems, so like Parkinson's and whatnot. But Tai Chi, there's definitely a lot of, I guess, scientific backing behind that to help keep the muscle. The flow of the movements are a good way of retraining the muscles to slowly regain those normal, correct movements.
Yeah, actually, they found one of the best ways to do fall prevention.
Yep.
It's interesting you say that because the slow movement, we did a workshop at Lanakila Senior Center. And so we brought in, you know, there's a guy, I can't remember, I think his name is Tony. He is well known at the YMCA, the Pully one. And I went to see his class one day. I had 100 people in a class.
Oh, excellent.
He's very well known. So he came to Lanakila Senior Center. We had about 40, 50 seniors there. And myself and a few other people that were helping put it on were in the back. You know, I'm 57. There must have been about 5 or 6 girls and guys like 40s and 30s and maybe 50. It was interesting. They couldn't do the Tai Chi.
Wow.
You know why it was? They couldn't slow down. They wanted to go on their phone. They couldn't wake. You know, Tai Chi, you know, I would say at least 15 minutes, if not more.
Yes.
And they couldn't sit still.
Huh.
I said, come on, guy. They couldn't move slow without looking at where's their phone or looking at their Apple Watch. They couldn't slow down. I was watching them. And I have to be honest with you. I actually kind of had a hard time slowing down, too.
Oh.
You know, but that slow movement definitely helps with blood pressure.
Yes.
You're right, kind of retrain the muscles because you kind of do the right motions, right?
Exactly. The control, the muscle control, the muscle coordination is key.
Right. Wow, it's interesting. But what else do you see out there so when they call you up, say, Kai, I'm looking at physical therapy. I have the referral from the doctor.
Yes.
What does that patient need to do? Or what kind of question do you ask to see if their home is a fit for physical therapy that they need?
As long as there's open space, so literally I don't need much space as long as just literally of maybe 10, maybe 20 square feet, I don't need much space. I'm completely adaptable to the situation. And especially if it's that crowded, then...
Like in a condo.
Exactly, yeah.
You have room in a condo?
Yep. I've done quite a bit of patients in condos as well, so that's never been an issue. So
but do you have to have like a special chair or a couch or... table.
If there's some sort of back or leg pain, they might need at least something to lie down. So if they don't have a couch, I've literally just used their beds as long as they're comfortable letting me into that bed area. So it just depends on what space is available. I'm completely adaptable to that. So that's I don't ask that question because it's never been an issue and shouldn't be an issue.
Okay. So when they want therapy, they have to ask their doctor for you, right? Prime
yes,
PT?
Exactly.
Because a lot of them will refer to the same old doctor, the PT they know, right?
So I think the important thing to mention is that patients always have a right. So us doctors, a lot of doctors don't want to tell you this, but you always have the right. You can deny anything. We can't force you to do anything.
Right.
So it always has to be consented. So if you bring up a request, they have to at least listen. So unless there's some sort of problem or restriction to it, We can never force anything upon anybody.
But they have to specifically ask for you because you're one of the few people that I know of in the whole state that does mobile physical therapy, right?
Yes. So if they want the convenience of not having to go out and having the convenience of the PT come to them, they would have to request that.
And, because, our bus system's pretty good, but, they have to wait a little while for handy vans, right?
And traffic.
Traffic or even, besides getting there, they got to get back home, right?
Yes.
And it's interesting, there's no cost for this service either, right?
Nope, no additional costs.
Oh, wow, that's pretty good, Kai. So how's business going? You've been pretty busy getting there?
Yes, so part of it is the marketing with Generations, but I guess some of my other marketing as well has picked up quite a bit, but I'm still operating a little under half of the hours.
So a lot of guys, if you want physical therapy, I mean, Kai is a USC-trained guy. And I think it's really important it's so important to be in the home because I've talked to several of my clients that they don't do it because they cannot drive or their kids can't take off work and they don't want to take the bus.
Yes.
Because handy vans are great, but if you got to wait 1 or 2 or 3 hours just for the van to pick you up, you're talking about a whole day.
Exactly. Just for right? one thing.
Yep. So it's really good. But what's the average, like you said, is Medicare covered 2 or 3 months? You said?
Yep.
6 or 8 weeks, something like that?
Yep. So Medicare covers 100%. Some of those other plans have a little bit less flexibility on the duration, and there's usually a copay with some other plans. But, yeah, any senior should have pretty good coverage.
But you could also, once that, 2 month period ends, if it's still not quite there, you can ask for more. You can request more therapy, can't you?
Oh yes. So the secondary, so especially secondary plans kick in as well. So especially for the severe cases, there's no way it's getting fixed in 2 months. So that's when the secondary plan kicks in, and those usually as well cover 100% usually.
So when somebody has like a stroke or Parkinson's or an aneurysm, but yes. they're relatively mobile, relatively 60-70%. Exactly. What kind of physical therapy? Because I have a friend of mine that just had a stroke, and so they're having little issues with mobility. Yes. But what are some of those basic things that they can do? What kind of treatment do you do?
Okay, so if you're having something that big, they probably had treatment in the hospital, so inpatient treatment.
Inpatient.
So that's the first step.
Like rehab place.
Exactly. So at least to get that basic functionality in, and then once you graduate from that, then they probably send you to outpatient as well. If you're still having issues, that usually indicates something, a deeply rooted issue that wasn't addressed. That's going to need very specific testing. Again, it's specific to the person, and probably going to be specific right versus left. It's probably going to be completely different for the stroke. So the stroke affects one side, so one side compensates from the stroke. The other side compensates for the compensation.
Wow.
So it really comes down to the testing. So, I mean, I know you want to give the seniors answers, but for the big problems, it is very case specific.
But you always work with a doctor, right?
Oh, yes, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. There's constant communication on what I'm finding and the plan and how to progress.
Well, Kai, thank you very much. We're here with Dr. Kai from Prime PT. If you need physical therapy and you don't want to drive or you can't drive or your kids can't take off work when you want it, they can get physical therapy whenever they want. As long as they get prescribed from the doctor, right?
Exactly.
So they have to ask for Prime PT. Kai, give your contact information again, please.
Okay, so we have 286-0194. Again, our phone number is 286-0194. You can check out our website. A lot of great information, testimonials at primepthawaii.com. And also you can email me at kai@primepthawaii.com.
Thanks so much, Kai. Yeah, we'll get this show will be, if you miss the show, this show, all our shows will be on our YouTube channel. Just click on and search YouTube, Generations Magazine. It'll be on there within a week from now. But for resources and more information, give him a call again. Kai, thank you so much. Look for him in Generations Magazine. So thank you very much, everybody. Don't forget, August 19th is our 11th annual Aging in Place workshop at the Alamon Hotel. So look out for that coming months, okay? Thanks, everybody, and appreciate your time with us. Aloha and live well.